Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, and welcome to Wisdom Walk Talk here on Black Hole Radio and my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk 2 Self-Mastery. I am your host and guide, Jojapa Maria and Saroma. And as always, I would like to begin with sharing our invocation of the ancestors. And always, I first do a shout out to my two teachers from Burkina Faso, Nalidoma and Sobonfu Somme. And I ask you to join in with me as you think about or call out the names of your ancestors to open up tonight's spiritual spill. Ancestors, 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 Creator, Mother, Father, God, Source, all the one, all that is, may the ancestors hear our prayers. Ancestors, we call out to you at the closing out of the first quarter of 2023 and ask you to guide us gently through the required adversities as growth opportunities in this nature year. Enable us to express our grief unapologetically and to receive all of the compassion, support, and encouragement that we need to keep moving forward. Continue to enable us to stop being in resistance to this new age and new earth consciousness, and guide us gently and lovingly into our personal renaissance. As we dare to live our new narratives, enable us to remember that these are divinely scripted for ourselves and for our world. And most importantly, continue to enable us to move forth from the dark ages of modernity by placing our heads below our hearts, valuing people over profits, and always choosing love over fear. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Ashe aho asa ashinga bismillah. So it is. Ashe. Ashe. So here we are. Hello to all you wisdom walkers out there and those of you who will be wisdom walking. March is the first of the two nature months in this nature year of 2023 that will reveal the results and manifestations of all the radical shifts and unexpected gifts that have occurred from 2020 through 2022. The numerology of this year, Universal 7, represents wholeness and perfection and is associated with ascension and a life free of obstacles. And let me stop there, because this doesn't mean that bad things won't happen or there won't be obstacles, but being free of obstacles means that you no longer see them as something's out to get me. It's something's out to gift me. And so you begin to use the obstacles as part of your journey of success. Yes. So my theme for 2023 is adversity is the engine of success. And the theme for March is breakaway. Yes, breakaway. And this is one of five collective commitments that I'll be spilling on throughout the year. Yes, yes, yes. Now, for those of you listening to my live broadcast, I want you to know that if you have any problem with your internet connection, you can listen through this phone number, which is area code 563-999-3089. And if you have any questions or you want to share some comments with me, please very free to do that on my Facebook page, Wisdom Walk Radio, my Facebook group, Wisdom Walk Community, which you're very welcome to join, my website, which is www.wisdomwalktoselfmastery.com, or, of course, in the comment section below the YouTube video. But right now, I invite you all to sit, lay back, and join me for an exploration of the inner landscape where we can connect to our soul and discover the true treasure of being human. Yes, yes, yes. So let me share with you my overview for tonight. I'm going to, of course, start off with a Women's History moment for you. Then I'm going to talk about why breaking away is so important right now. Also, I'm going to talk to you about how being off the ark and being Lot, not his wife, is really important to our breakaway. And then, of course, I'll give you a personal growth opportunity, the metaphysically moving forward. Absolutely. So I want to share with you a quote I found, because I was thinking about breakaway, breakaway. Wouldn't that be nice if there's a song out there? Well, I found one. Ms. Kelly Clarkson does it again. And the quote I'm using from her lyrics is, "I'll spread my wings and I'll learn how to fly. I'll do what it takes till I touch the sky. And I'll make a wish, take a chance, make a change, and break away." Yes. And it's a really nice song, very sweet song that she has. So this notion of breaking away, breaking out of, breaking through, breaking over is so important right now in the world that we're living in the times we're living in, because our experience of evolution as humans has definitely been accelerated. There really are energies that are coming into our physical realm, into the 3D realm, that are pushing us to this higher level of consciousness. And in a word, as I always talk about, it's about our ability to choose love over fear. So for a Women's History moment tonight, I want to share with you about a very special woman. Usually I will do ancestors, right? But this is about a special woman. And I just got this information from another wonderful former colleague of mine and always a sister to me. Her name is Marilyn Walczak. And she worked for Wisconsin Correctional Services, it was called at the time, in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And it was through her and another ancestor now named Bob Sainer that I was able to meet the woman who I'm going to share with you right now. And this is the Honorable Judge Maxine Aldrich White. And this wonderful article was done, a news report was done on her, and I'll leave the link in the description box of this YouTube video. Also, I did also post it on my Facebook page. And it's a wonderful overview and telling about Maxine and the breaking away that she has done in her life to be as successful as she's been in Milwaukee, in Wisconsin. So let me tell you a little bit about Maxine. She is right now serving on the Wisconsin Court of Appeals in Milwaukee-based District 1 Court, and I think she is the first Black woman to be doing that. And Maxine says, "My greatest accomplishment in my mind is having the capacity on a number of scales to do for my family what my mom and dad did for me." Because Judge Maxine White was born in rural Mississippi and raised by a family of sharecroppers that emphasized that she was worthy of everything America had to offer. She was number 8 out of 11 children. And Judge White received her bachelor's degree from HBCU Alcorn State University, and that HBC is a historical Black college university, in case you don't know that. Then she got her master's degree from the University of Southern California in 1985, and she graduated from Marquette University Law School in Milwaukee after that. And Judge White says, "In each one of my degree programs, in each one of them I worked, I studied, I worked, I studied, I studied, I worked, and I earned my degrees with honors and left college debt-free." Amazing. That hard work paid off in many more ways than one. Judge White was the first African-American woman to serve as a federal prosecutor in the Eastern District of Wisconsin. And after being appointed by Governor Evers in 2020, she became the first African-American woman to serve on the Wisconsin Court of Appeals. Now, despite the success that she's achieved, Judge White has often been reminded that she's not just a woman, but a Black woman. And she says, "When I traveled to The Hague with 25 majority group federal and state judges, and I was the only dark-skinned person in the group, I was the only one stopped in Amsterdam when we got off the plane and held back by an armed guard. The obstacles and challenges are always there, but Judge White doesn't allow the ignorance of others to slow her down. She's committed to forging ahead and making a difference for those who will follow in her footsteps." Yes, yes, yes. And so I was very privileged and great fortune to be able to be on a project to help bring what's called a drug treatment court to Milwaukee, working directly with Judge White. And we just had a good time. And it was hard work. And we had some adversity that showed up once we had brought everything together. But that was to be expected in a way. But again, she didn't waste time being angry, upset, and just said, well, you know, it'll be okay. We'll move forward in other ways. And, she's just a remarkable human being, and I'm, again, very, very happy that I got that time to work with her, got that experience, and I wish her, again, just continued success and love and light in her life as she does this remarkable work of breaking through all kinds of barriers, breaking away from the ancestral wounds out of sharecropping and slavery, and again, it's just a beacon of hope, inspiration, and light for all of us, black, white, or blue or green, in terms of that we can do it, we can move forward. Yeah, absolutely. Ashe, ashe. So, next, let's talk about, and then jump back to when I was talking to you last month about taking credit and patting ourselves on the back. And here's what I said about why that was so important right now, because in this era, this new age, this new era, and this new earth opening, we need to give ourselves credit, take credit, so we can move forward with confidence, so we can deepen our belief in our higher purpose, so we can allow ourselves to receive more and right supports, so we can transcend distractions from purpose, such as pessimism, so we can accept new challenges from a growth mindset of self-love versus self-judgment and fear. Yeah. And so I wanted you just to have that in mind, because now I'm going to talk about why it is so important that right now we do breaking away, breaking away. And what are we breaking away from, folks? Yeah, we're breaking away from old beliefs, old paradigms, old understandings, old perceptions, old shoes, old clothes. You know, we really are in a time when we're being called to open ourselves up, to have an open mind, an open heart, and an open will. And this gets into surrendering. We need to do some surrendering. We need to not think that we're supposed to know, because in a minute I'm going to show you right now things that are happening in this world that have an effect on all of us, and that's what COVID shows us. It maybe happens, starts out in one place, but it's going to go all around the world. And these things have an impact on how we are going to be living our lives, how our seventh generation after us is going to be living their lives. So breaking away from what can no longer be, what no longer is essential. It is essential. So let me just share with you and walk you through some of this good breaking away rationale, why it is that we need to really get moving here. So the first thing is, of course, climate change. You know, we've sat on this stuff for way too long. You know, I can remember Al Gore's movie when it came out, you know, and that was back in, like, the beginning of the this century. So that's like 23 years ago. And we still haven't taken enough strides, but we are learning in really, really not nice ways that climate change is real and it matters. And we do have to begin to respond to this rather than just sitting around and waiting for more homes to be flooded, more homes to be burned up in fires, for more glaciers to fall away, for more storms getting more violent, and we not having structures to keep people safe. We got to get moving on this stuff, folks. Now, just the other day, we learned about the bank stuff, right? Silicon Valley. What is Silicon Valley? Well, that's the birthplace and the foundation for all of the internet information and systems that are around the globe, you know? So if the bank in Silicon Valley is having a problem, yeah, it's a problem, folks. Credit Suisse, Switzerland, everybody knows the Swiss banks are some of the safest, most stable, reliable banks on the planet, right? Well, obviously not right now. And as my little post here says, all great changes are preceded by chaos. So this is a big, big message to us that we got some chaos going on. The structures that we have been relying upon and thought would always be in place, we are learning every day that they are starting to fail. And this is just one of the structures. There are many more. Let's go on. Now, this one is something people may kind of see some ads about or some information about, but maybe ain't taking it seriously enough. And what this is about how in Africa, smart and eco-friendly cities are being seen as a means of jump-starting the fourth industrial revolution powered by digital technology. And you have the singer Akon, who has set in place plans to build what's called Akon City, a version of Wakanda in Senegal. It's on the books. It's happening. Where you see $22 billion, that's in Abu Dhabi in the Saudi Arabia peninsula near Dubai. And this building that you're seeing here has already been started to be built. And then Milan is out in Saudi Arabia. This is a smart city all built up out in the desert. They've already started building on it. And what does that mean, right? What does that mean, folks? That means that, you know, there's a whole other economic structure and prospects and opportunities going on, and it's not going to stop. It's not going to stop. And what is the impact going to be, you know, on the rest of the world? And then I'm just focusing on Africa, but in other parts of the globe where there's opportunity for development, this smart city, eco-friendly architecture and development is happening. Yeah. And then last but not least, AI. AI is here. And if you don't know what ChatGPT is, Google it, because it's here. It ain't going nowhere. It's here to stay. And OpenAI is a company that is bringing this advanced technology right into your fingertips, right to your home. Now, it optimizes language models, so you can ask it to write a poem. It'll give you a poem. You can ask it to write your term paper. It'll probably write your term paper, too. As you see here, it creates art. It does a whole bunch of other things. But this is what we have been, you know, in sci-fi. Sci-fi has been talking about this for a long time. And now the technology is caught up. It's here. And it is going to affect everything. This is not a joke. This is why back in 2011, I believe it was, at the World Economic Forum, they said that reading, writing, and math were not skills that people would need when trying to find a job. Because ChatGPT and other AI products, they on it. They can do all that. All you got to say to them, how much is 375 million minus 2,892? And it'll tell you like that. Boom, it'll be there. So what does that mean for us? Yeah, what does that mean? How are we going to be working? What is it that we're going to need to be doing? And we all need to be thinking about this and talking about this and learning about this. You know, like I said, Google ChatGPT, go online and start learning. And you'll feel like you're in a sci-fi world because they do things by tokens. The way you pay for it is by tokens. Yeah, you've seen Star Wars. it's going to be like, oh, my God, it really exists. It's really here. Yeah, it is. It really exists. It's really here. Yeah. So if you are in a mindset that things are going to be the way they've always been, that nothing's really changing, no. Or if you're in a mindset, I can't, oh, this is too complicated, I don't want to think about this, no, don't do that to yourself. You can learn. As long as you're breathing, trust me, you can learn. There's not one way to learn. See, that's what school tripped you up about, you know. No, there's many different ways to learn. And I'm encouraging everybody to open up and begin to stay awake to all of what is happening, because if we're still thinking that in 10 years you're going to be able to afford a car that uses gasoline, no. The cars are all going to be electric, and so gasoline is going to be like it's going to be a luxury. It'll probably cost you like $500 to fill up a 10-gallon tank if you can find the gas station, right? Because everything's going to be switched over to electric. So these things are happening. It's real. And they're happening really fast. It's accelerated. So we don't want to be left behind. No. So I want to just share with you two stories from the Bible that I think are really appropriate and relevant for what we're doing now. And so the first one I'm going to start off with is about Noah and the ark. You see that top picture there where it's all cloudy and rainy, and, you know, that's kind of like the transition we're in right now. You know, we're in the storm on the ark, and we move in somewhere. We don't know where we're going, but we know we're going somewhere new. And I think that that's what 2020 was about. That's when we were on the ark and in the storm. Most of us. Some of us weren't. Some people never got on the ark. I don't know about that. But I was on the ark. I was definitely on the ark. And what happens in the story is that one day Noah sends out a dove, and the dove come back with an olive branch in its mouth. And so that lets Noah know, oh, we're coming into a new land. And as you see in the picture here, they do. They land up on top of a mountain, and they all come out, and now they get to start over again. Well, that's what's happening for us. It's a renaissance. That's what that picture is showing. It's showing a renaissance, a renewal, a rebirth. We left the old earth, and we're moving into a new earth. And this is real, and it's really happening, because this happens throughout human history. But we're really going through this now, and I thought it would be really, really important for you to have that image in your head, in your mind, so that you know, okay, yeah, I've got to move forward. I've got to move forward. I've got to keep moving forward. I don't need to be looking back. And that gets me to another Bible story that I think illustrates this very well. So back in the day, there was a city called Sodom and Gomorrah. And Sodom and Gomorrah had just become it was just bad. People were choosing fear over love. People were being mean. They were being violent. They were being ugly, you know. And so the ancient God said, I got to get rid of this. I got to take this place out because this is not okay. And it said, but if I could find 10 people that were choosing love over fear, I'll let them live. And so he found Lot's family, and he said to them, okay, you can get out and go up to the mountain because I'm getting ready to take Sodom and Gomorrah out. I'm getting ready to burn it down. It's going down. But I'll let you get out. But on one condition, do not look back. And as it says here, that was a clear command. The angels reminded them, look, don't look back. But sadly, Lot's wife did not reach the safety of the mountains because she looked back. And she immediately was turned into a pillar of salt. Whoa. I love this myth. I love this story because it's saying that when you're told to move forward because the old stuff is going away and it ain't working anymore, you need to be moving forward. And you need to keep your eyes ahead. Focus ahead. Don't worry about what's in the back. Don't worry about what's going on. They ain't got nothing to do with you. It's over. It's done. move yourself forward. And do not look back, because you will turn into a pillar of salt. And there's a lot of analogy there, you know, about being what a pillar of salt means, you know, the history of old times. Yeah. But also this whole notion of moving forward, looking forward. I can't stress that to you enough about what that means, what that is really about. Yeah. And I got some comments here I'm going to show. Hey, Samaya. And Samaya's talking about a new dimension. Absolutely. Absolutely. Let me throw that up again, that beautiful picture of the journey to the new earth, stepping into that new dimension. Yes, that's definitely where we're going. And then I've got another comment here. Hey, it's Tracy. Happy birthday to you. When I was posting for tonight, I thought it was your birthday. So happy birthday, my dear. And yes, that stuckness. We definitely want to move ourselves out of that because it is not conducive to who we are now, where we're going now. So I have a personal growth opportunity for you folks. Here's what I want you to think about. First, and we're going to do this metaphysically, right, because we always do our inner work first, and then it can show up outside of ourselves, into the world. That's how we make our contribution. This is a new understanding, and it's real. So we got to always go in first. So metaphysically, you got to move forward first. And here's a way to do that. First, identify something you used to believe in about yourself. Identify something you used to believe in about yourself, but can't anymore. Next, you're going to name what you now believe about yourself and how you want to experience that. Yeah, yeah. And then third, you're going to set an intention and say a prayer of gratitude for becoming your new belief. Absolutely. So, for example, for me, like something I used to identify with and believe about myself was that I was a career woman, okay? I was a career woman. But I can't believe that anymore. That's like, no, what is that? What does that mean now? I don't even understand that vocabulary anymore, right? So what is it that I believe about myself now? Here's my new title. I am a shamanic self-mastery sage. You love that alliteration? Yes. Yes, 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 yes. And so what I'm going to do is set an intention, say a prayer of gratitude, right, because we're not begging and making bargains with no God. That's a waste of time and energy. I'm going to set an intention and say, thank you, thank you, thank you, my God, ancestors, spirit guides, and loving entities, for enabling me to experience myself happily, abundantly, joyfully as a shamanic self-mastery sage. Yeah, and I'm open to however that is going to show up. Yeah, absolutely wonderful. Tracy said thank you. You're welcome, my dear. Blessings on your birthday, definitely. And there's Miss Nika showing us fire. Yes, it is fire right now. Hey, Nika, love you, sis. So, my dears, I will post that in my description box below the YouTube video, and I'll also put it up onto the Wisdom Walk community page for you. Yeah, but really important, if all of us will just do that, take a moment to do that, do that inner work about what you need to break out of, you know, what a difference it'll make. Yeah, absolutely. Well, we've come to the close now, and I want to, of course, as I always do, first shout out to my wonderful engineer, Miss Yvette Parker, and the entire Black Hole Radio Be Well family for giving me platform and supporting me. Especially last time I broadcast and I didn't have no phone. Thank you, Yvette. You know, I couldn't do this without you. She had a birthday this month too. Another Pisces showing up. Of course, I want to shout out to all my regular listeners out there and all of those who have wisdom walked with me, and you know who you are. All of those of you who are wisdom walking with me at this time, you know who you are. And those of you who may be wisdom walking with me before the end of the year. To my family on both coasts, New York, hey, New York, California here, and, of course, in the middle of the country, to my Wisconsin peeps, you know I love you. Love you madly. To my transformational leadership colleagues, my medicine brothers and sisters around the world like Asu and Ina, and those of you who may be watching or listening in for the first time, thank you. Big thank you. I couldn't be doing this without you. Absolutely. Now, one thing I did forget, and I'm going to show it to you because I don't want to be amiss, but this is my Sarah saying for this month. And Miss Sarah said, failure is impossible. It is an illusion. Nothing is a failure. Everything moves the human story. Hence, the progress of evolution forward. Everything advances you on your journey, and I'll add, of success. Ashe, ashe. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Mama Sarah. Love her. What a great ancestor she is for me. Absolutely. Now, I want you to know that tomorrow I will be live streaming Astrology for Self-Mastery to give you information about this really powerful shift we're having for vernal equinox, the autumnal equinox in the Southern Hemisphere. Really powerful energy, folks. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. We also will have a new moon in the sign of Aries. Very interesting because Jupiter in Aries right now. And you ready? Wait for it. Yeah, Pluto's going into Aquarius. Huge, huge stuff. So I'll be giving you information about that. My next live broadcast will be in April. I'm not exactly sure yet because I've got a little travel to do for the first time in a long time, but it will be on the next collective commitment, which is Open Wide. Yes, yes, yes. So we'll be doing that in April. And for those of you listening over the radio, just a reminder about my book. It's still available, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery, Ancient Wisdom for Transforming Pain. You can find it at Amazon and other online booksellers. And I am working on the second of three of the Wisdom Walk trilogy. And this one is going to be about core wound alchemy. So pray for me, folks, that I put in, I got to get really disciplined so I can get it done by the end of the year. Absolutely. And then, last but not least, I want to thank my God, my ancestors, my spirit guides, loving entities, everything that walks with me, keeps my head to the sky, my feet to the ground, and my heart open to do this important work with and for all of you. Yes, 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 yes. And I got a couple of more comments I want to give before I say totally say goodbye. I've got to be here. I'm going to be here. What's his name? Hey, Samaya's talking. Hey, Anika. I love it. And that's how I met Samaya, was through Anika. Got Anika saying, love you too. Yes, yes, yes. Much love here. Much love here. Oh, thank you, Facebook user. Love you as well. And then Sweet Tracy saying, Ashe and peace. Thank you. Thank you, sisters. So, everyone, please have a healthy and safe mineral week that we're in, connecting to the soul of others, because you got to be connected to your own soul, right? Now, remember, you got to wear those masks. I saw something today. I took the picture, but I didn't upload it. But it's a picture of this little Volkswagen with a big model of the COVID virus on its roof, because it is a service that goes to people's homes to do the COVID test. Yeah. And at one point, it was far ahead of me, and I saw it. I was like, what is that? And then it was right next to me. And I knew it was like, yeah, Judge Pop, remind people we're not done with this kind of virus. It's still walking around. So please, please continue to be conscientious. Wear your mask. Don't put yourself around crowds and think you can be safe. Just one person, that's all it takes, and you can get it, right? Wash those hands. Strengthen your immune system, most importantly. And again, follow the science safety, avoid perceived safety, yes. But most importantly to all of you, you must remember that you are not disposable. I know you want to try to think that, but that's not the truth. You are not disposable. So take care of yourself, love yourself, because you are divine. Good night now. Oh, wait, I got one more.
Hope you enjoy Convergence, and thanks again for sharing this part of your lives with us. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you.